Hi, I'm Chris Campbell of Campbell Studio, a design studio that attempts to imbue qualities of the surrealistically uncanny or strange into objects of our everyday. The idea behind Leaning Shelf and Mirror came from an interest in animated anthropomorphism, that is, forms containing human characteristics of posture, gesture, and or movement. Furniture is often thought of as collections of inanimate objects, which they are, undeniably. But this doesn't mean that these objects can't also have personality. So this project attempts to embed a sense of character and expression into the static items that we share a space with. And in doing so, establish a sense of presence. So, for example, as you check your reflection before starting your day, the mirror peers back down at you. Or as you pick up a book at the start of a chapter, the shelf twists curiously. So the hope is that these pieces influence the spaces that they occupy with their mannerisms, as we also influence them with our reflected image or stored things. A major inspiration for this project was looking at very basic early 2000s 3D animations, and like, for example, the work of someone who just watched an intro to rigging YouTube tutorial and learned how to make their salt and pepper shakers wiggle. I love the simplicity and the playfulness of these animations. And for these pieces, an animation software is also utilized to attempt to make similar gestures that are very clear and easily understood. I also look to the work of artists Ron Nagel and Ken Price at the start of a lot of projects for inspiration, whether it's form, texture, or color. You know, both have acclaimed careers of balancing playfulness with elegance, and that's something that I really hope to achieve. Justin and Mon Ling of Jumbo have also been major influences on me. Their design conditions of reductivism and implied motions are particular interests of mine for this project and for the studio as a whole. So objects and furniture that, you know, have no joints or transitions, one solid form, material, and color, and may also have a kinetic nature to them as well.